Welcome to 3 weeks, One Heart, a journey to deepen Ahavas Yisrael, the power of a smile. There's a Gemara, Mesachas Ksuvos, Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amid Beis, to Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Tov Hamalbin Shinayim Lachavero, Yoser Mimashke Uchalav. One who whitens his teeth to his friend is better than one who gives him a drink of milk. Whitening one's teeth to another person is a way of describing smiling. Smiles are powerful. Let's unpack them a bit. This Gemara could be understood in two ways. The classical interpretation is that giving a smile, which represents emotional support, is more valuable than giving another person material support, which is symbolized by a drink of milk. In his Sefer, Machane Yisrael, the Chafetz Chaim reads this Gemara with a bit of a twist. Tov hamalbin shinayim lachavero. Better is the one who makes his friend's teeth whiten than the one who gives him a drink of milk. The Chafetz Chaim's interpretation places less emphasis on our own act of smiling, but rather on creating cause for another person to smile. Or, as the slogan goes, be the reason someone smiles today. Both interpretations can be synthesized by appreciating the very nature of smiling. Characteristic number one, smiles tend to be contagious. Smile at someone and they will likely reflexively smile right back at you. If you don't believe me, try it. It's a really fun experiment. Go to the supermarket or the park, and as you pass people, make eye contact and smile. And then watch how most of them will reflect that smile right back at you. Characteristic number two of smiles. When a person smiles, it makes them, the smiler, the one who's doing the smiling, feel good. Scientific research has demonstrated the powerful physiological effects of smiling. When a person smiles, dopamine, serotonin, and endorphins, the feel-good neurotransmitters and peptides that enhance a person's sense of well-being, are released in the body. Smiling will literally make you feel better than you did before you smiled. And when you cause another person to smile, then you have in the process made them feel better because they will experience that same physiological effect. And another point about smiling, it's a universal resource we all possess. Not everyone has a glass of milk to offer, material resources to give, and not everyone needs a glass of milk. Not everyone needs material support. But even the most indigent Jew has a smile to give, and even the wealthiest Jew needs positive emotional support. So here's the practical strategy to increase Ahavas Yisrael. Smile. Smile at as many Jews as you can and as often as you can. Although it sounds simple, smiling, especially when you don't feel like smiling, or if smiling just doesn't come naturally to you, can take considerable effort. But it's an effort that yields substantial rewards in fostering Ahavas Yisrael. Rav Shlomo Volbe in his Sefer Alei Shur shares that his father-in-law, Rav Avram Grudzinski, the Mashgiach Ruchani of the Slabodka Yeshiva, spent 2 full years working on and perfecting his habit of greeting people with a smile. Years ago, I read a book that provided a suggestion for increasing the habit of smiling. It said, every time you look in the mirror, smile right back at yourself. So let's try it out, my friends. You can begin with the mirror and then start putting your smiling skills into practice. As often as you can when you interact with any Jew, turn up the corners of your mouth, expose your teeth, feel the release of those feel-good substances in your body, and watch your smile become contagious to the person you are looking at. And through these efforts, we can increase our practice of Ahavas Yisrael. 3 weeks, One Heart is dedicated by Chana Sarah, the Ilui Nishmas, her mother, Manette Shimmel, Mendel Bas Moshe Yosef, and Shendel Dina, who imbued her family with a love of Hashem and the magnificence of Shabbos.